Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. And once again, we are being joined by our Iowa Senator, Ceratrone Garriott, for part two of our conversation with recapping Funnel Week. So, Senator Trone Garriott, can you talk about maybe some of the bigger bills that didn't make it through the first Funnel Week and thus are considered dead in the session?
Oh, gosh. So there were a lot of ideas that were not very good, and I think that became real clear. Not feasible, not helpful. So there were a number of bills that were literally attacking civil rights in our state, trying to change the civil rights code, bills that you could see just looking at them, they were unconstitutional. So we saw some of those really harmful bills not move forward. But you never know when another kind of threat to civil rights is going to happen again. One bill that I was really concerned about that didn't move forward was this idea of putting unpaid, untrained chaplains in schools, that a school board could hire folks, not paying them, but giving them a title, giving them authority, giving them access to our kids with no minimum expectations of skills, of ethical training, of, you know, understanding of what that role really means. And so I'm hopeful it didn't move forward in the House, but it didn't come out of committee, in the Education Committee. Every legislative session, there are hundreds and hundreds of bills that are put forward, and very few of them come out of committee. There were a lot of good bills that didn't get a hearing, did not come out of committee. For example, I filed a bill to try to encourage our governor and provide the funding we need to access the summer federal EBT money, which is cash for Iowa kids to have money so that they have food to eat in the summer when schools are not in session. 244,000 kids, $29 million the federal government is offering. Our governor said no. This bill would have said, nope, we need to do this. And so it's really disappointing. And the Nebraska governor changed his mind. He had originally said no, but then he sat down and talked to people and realized it's a big problem. Kids are going hungry and they need access to that food support. And he changed his mind, but our governor's holding fast and still saying no.
And I was actually going to ask about what your reaction was to the governor standing firm on her position for the EBT summer program. Again, you went ahead and answered that, so thank you so much. And you kind of teetered on the bills that you were personally working on that made it through and everything. Can you maybe go into more details about that, and then maybe talk about some that you were personally working on that didn't make it through?
You know, so there was another bill that I was working on that another legislator proposed, to have dementia care specialists, six of these throughout the state of Iowa. And these would be people who would be available to families when their loved one gets a diagnosis of dementia. So right now what happens is your loved one gets diagnosed, your doctors give you some pamphlets and some websites to look at, and they say, we'll see you in a year. And there is no one that you can just like call and reach out to and get guidance from. I mean, there are some support groups, there are some resources, but people are constantly trying to learn what do they need to do and how should I react to what's happening right now. People need support. And so the Alzheimer's Association, a number of my constituents who have struggled with, you know, a loved one being diagnosed, they were asking for this. It's just a tiny bit of money. It was $750,000 for six staff people. It would make a huge positive impact. That did not move forward. So that was really, really disappointing because, you know, the number of people in our communities who are struggling to try to support their loved one, it's everyone. Everyone has had this experience, someone they love. And people need help to know when and how and what they should be doing, because it's so tough. So that one, you know, really kind of breaks my heart. It's something we could do that would just make such a difference for Iowans. You know, there is a bill that's moving forward that is going to impact Dallas County. And so I've been asking folks to reach out. It's all about mental health. Right now we've got regions, and the way these regions are set up, there's counties that work together and service providers in these counties. And this proposal is seeking to just change those regions, how they're defined, who works with who. And for Dallas County, this could be really disruptive. So I've heard a lot of concern from our Heart of Iowa mental health region, the Sheriff's Department, providers in Dallas County saying, you know, we have a lot of questions, we have a lot of concerns, because the proposal says we're going to put Dallas in with Polk. Polk's pretty big. Polk has a lot of gravity. Polk is different. And while we do have some people going to Polk for services, we also want to make sure that those services are available for people in the rural communities and small towns, that everyone doesn't have to drive to Des Moines to get what they need. So I'm raising those questions as we go through the process, but that bill is moving forward.
And so speaking here with Iowa Senator Sarah Trone-Garriott, and Senator Garriott, so now as we wrap things up, are there any bills that maybe caught your interest that we maybe haven't gone over yet that made it through the first week or the first funnel week, excuse me?
Yeah, so we had a lot of legislation show up out of nowhere this week, go through a subcommittee and rush through committee. So it's taking folks a little bit by surprise. There is some legislation in the House and the Senate about changing our voting laws again. Every time we change our voting laws, it confuses people. And so that's something to watch for, because folks need to know how to vote. And every time you make changes, it can make it harder. One element of these proposed changes is that they're going to say, oh, now instead of having to have your absentee ballot in the hands of your county auditor by election day, you're going to have to get it in before election day. That's going to mean that people, their ballots are going to get thrown out and their votes won't count. I think that's really problematic. And I didn't hear the county auditors who do the elections asking for that change. So I don't understand where it's coming from. I think it's going to mean that Iowans are going to have their votes thrown out for a not very good reason. There is also a big boards and commissions bill. And, you know, so we've got all these public boards and commissions to give input on different issues. And they do licensing things for all kinds of different professions. There are a whole bunch of these boards and commissions that are either going to be consolidated or eliminated or changed in some way. And it's this huge bill. There's a lot in it. So if you have a professional association, if you're a healthcare provider, you know, if you care about things like boiler maintenance or plumbing or building codes or all kinds of things, it could be impacted by this legislation. It's a monster. And it's one of those things that there's so much in it, I can't even tell you all the different areas it's going to touch. But I want to make sure any changes we make to those public opportunities to give voice and input are well-founded and not just pushing people out of the conversation.
Well, thank you for providing everything that is going on. And I know it's been a very busy week for you. So I appreciate you taking some time. And just a reminder about the legislative update that's coming up this Saturday, February 24th. So Senator Sarah Trone-Garriott and Iowa Representative David Young will both be at the Adel Public Library at 10 a.m. So, Senator, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today.
Thank you so much, Shaquan.
You are welcome, and that is our Dallas County Let's Talk program brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.